101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:10. Good morning. And we talked a little bit earlier today about something special that we're doing right now. We are talking with Nicole Strasek. She's working for the Wadena Pioneer Journal, and she joins us live in studio. And she's going to be joining us live every Wednesday for the next few weeks here, for the foreseeable future, talking with us just about what the heck is going on around Wadena. So, Nicole, welcome in studio. Great to have you aboard.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you. So I'm a reporter at the Wadena Pioneer Journal. And so that's kind of my role going on over there. I'm relatively new, but I'm really enjoying what I'm doing, and I really love being a reporter for the community of Wadena.
And so let's let everybody get to know you here a little bit. You're working for the reporter as a reporter for the Pioneer Journal. You said you're fairly new. Kind of what's your background been like? Where are you from, and how'd you get here to this point?
Sure. So I am from Staples. I live in Staples, and my background is in writing. I was a freelance writer for about 12 years, doing a lot of local magazines, a lot of profiles, a lot of features. And then I sort of moved into more marketing style of writing, designing websites and writing website content and newsletters and just a lot of different avenues and in regards to writing. And then I came across the reporter position, and I was kind of ready to put the freelance gig in the past, and it really just worked out really, really well. And because I live in Staples, it's such a great correlation between small town and then also being really familiar with the Wadena area as well, growing up in Staples.
Yeah, and where did that love for writing come from, and just kind of how has that grown, you think, for yourself throughout the years?
Well, I've always been a very creative person, and writing was something. I actually ended up going to college. I got my bachelor's degree in organizational behavior management, which is more of a human resources style, and then also a minor in psychology. And so I've always been really interested in human behavior, and turned out I didn't really love human resources. And so I had an opportunity after I had my youngest, I have a set of twins, they're 13 now, but I had an opportunity to work with a former colleague of mine who had started a content writing business. And so I started writing like blog articles and, just really kind of diving in head first on that end of things. And through that process, I just had always been a writer. I'd always journaled. I'd always been interested in being a journalist and had always wished that I had changed my degree to do journalism. However, it just kind of all worked out for the best. And so that was something that I've always really enjoyed. I probably enjoy writing profiles and features, and mm-hmm. telling other people's stories is something that I really, really enjoy doing.
Awesome. Awesome. And so you said you're pretty new to the Pioneer Journal. How long have you been working here? And can you say some of your favorite stories that you've gotten to write about since being here?
Yes. Yes. So I started at the Pioneer Journal in May, and it was kind of a whirlwind. I had to change kind of my writing style and get used to writing more news style. But I also get the opportunity to write a few features here and there, which right now probably my top two favorite are the article that I wrote on Dr. Jim Krause, who is a PhD at the University of South Carolina. He is from Wadena, and he had a terrible injury where he ended up as a paraplegic at age 17. And he actually just won the Governor's Award for South Carolina for the medical research that he's done on spinal cord injuries, alongside a slew of other amazing accomplishments. But that was probably one of my favorites. And then mm-hmm. I had a really great opportunity to meet with the Wadena Cemetery Association and talk about what they are doing over at both the Calvary and the Wadena Public Cemetery. And it was kind of a really interesting evening. We met at the mausoleum inside the cemetery, and it was a incredibly stormy night, and the wind was blowing and blew open the doors, and it was just kind of a perfect setting and a perfect backdrop for what we were kind of talking about. And so that was really interesting, and it was also very much an honor to be able to share that with the community about what they are doing over there, because they're working so hard to make it easier for people and family members to find their loved ones that are buried within the cemetery, as well as some of the history that goes into that. And, you know, just the work that they had done after the tornado and putting all of that back together. So that was really great.
Awesome. Awesome. They sound great.
Yeah.
Where can they check that out if people want to listen to it? If there's a way for people, obviously the physical copy might not be around, but obviously everything lives online now, right?
Everything lives online, and you can become a subscriber. Just go to the Wadena Pioneer Journal website, and you can sign up for either a digital and print subscription. And through that, you can view not only just the Wadena Pioneer Journal's website and all of our news, but you have access to all of our outlets and across four different states. And so you have access to everything when you do the online subscription piece.
Awesome. 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 Hey, let's talk a little bit about some things. Obviously the paper just came out here. So what's some things, we don't want you to tell too much here, but what's some things that you have coming out that like you're telling people, hey, come get the paper because these are some great stories that we have in them.
Well, my colleague Frank Lee was at Salsa Fest over the weekend, and so he covered that event and has all sorts of good details and some great pictures, and he's had a chance to talk to some people that were at the event, and so that was really fun. We've got some city council and county board meeting coverage that'll be coming out this week. One of the things that I would love to talk about is what's coming up for next week's paper, which is the Princess Warrior 5K.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to talk to Jane Feemeyer's mom, Jill, and Jane passed away from leukemia back in, let me think here, I think it was about 12 years ago, and this year is their 12th annual Princess Warrior. It's run, walk, roll, stroll, and crawl. And that is inclusive of what Jane wanted to leave as her legacy, because she wanted to share her love and spread that love and inclusivity with everybody. And so that's happening on September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you can sign up or register for. It's only $25, and it goes to the Princess Warrior Foundation, which is set up by Jill Feemeyer. And every year, it goes to raise awareness for childhood cancer and support for the Princess Warrior Foundation, where the proceeds are used to honor kids, award grants to families with children in treatment, and distribute care packages to cancer families, as well as scholarships for the Wadena Deer Creek School District.
Awesome. So,
yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Nicole, thanks for stopping in studio.
Thank you.
And getting to talk with us. It's great to have you in here, and we look forward again to talking with you next week and the weeks after. This is really, really fun. I'm looking forward to this thing that we're doing here.
Thank you. You too. I had a great time. Thank you.
Nicole Strasik of the Wadena Pioneer Journal joining us live in studio on this Wednesday morning. And if you want to hear this interview in its entirety, you can go to our website, wadenaradio.com, or check out the KWAD Facebook page.